This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. The tweet from Jason Gay, a sports reporter for the Wall Street Journal, sent from an NCAA tournament game at Madison Square Garden, read as follows. NCAA has very strict rules for NCAA-only cups at March Madness. I have brought my cat mug. Stay tuned. He tweeted a picture with his cat mug next to a sign saying, only NCAA cups beyond this point. With 4 minutes left in the game, an NCAA official approached the press table and confiscated the cat mug. Gay had poked the bear, and the bear responded. And he had a much shared column about the absurdity of NCAA rules, especially when it comes to guarding its lucrative trademark and the trademarks of its sponsors. A stupid little story or something more than that? Here to talk about the great cat mug caper is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, this all seems so silly. What is this story about?
Money. It's mostly about money. I mean, the NCAA has a contract with Powerade, and they would prefer that only Powerade products be seen on the sidelines. Rather than saying that, though, they simply say, we get to control all the drink containers. And in this case, it led to a pretty cute column that went viral.
Prefer is not as strong as they took the guy's cat mug.
They did. They took it away from him. They gave it back to him at the end of the game. He was definitely taunting them by putting it out on Twitter. If he hadn't have done that, maybe they wouldn't have come and confiscated it, because obviously NCAA officials are monitoring Twitter during a game just to see what people are talking about. So somebody came across that tweet. It's kind of funny that it took them till the end of the game to even figure it out.
Yeah, a little funny. Is this social media age style reporting, showing people the NCAA behind the curtain and then trying to tell a bigger story about this NCAA and money?
So the fact that the NCAA has a set of rules that they enforce with rigid absurdity, who knew that? Right? I mean, we talk about this all the time when we talk about sports and what college athletes can do and can't do. So I don't think that was a dramatic revelation to the public. But I think that this was a nice little example of how crazy the NCAA can be.
And I didn't know it applied to anybody other than the athletes. The fact that it applies to reporters and anybody inside the arena when an NCAA game is being played, I did not know that.
Well, so in order to get courtside, you have to have a special pass. And in order to get that pass, you have to agree to their rules. I believe they even have rules about tweeting the score of a game. You can't do that if you're a credentialed media person, because they want to be the ones to share the score of the game. There's value in that. There's a lot that those reporters have to agree to just to get courtside.
Is the NCAA's obsession with this sponsor rights justified or potentially scary?
Well, it is potentially scary. What if they decided to require that journalists have certain computers or cameras, you know, Nikon over Canon or Apple over Toshiba? That would be a bit obnoxious, but it's not outside of reality for the NCAA.
Certainly not if they confiscate cat mugs. Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Can these rebellious reporters actually get themselves in real trouble trying to do stories like this?
Well, they could certainly get kicked out, and then their boss wouldn't be too happy.